Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. With the date of the introduction of a television service to Barbados for the first time drawing closer, on this day, October 22, 1964, it was reported that one local company was moving quickly to grab a share of the new market that was opening up for the sale of TV sets. The Daily News carried an article in which we learned that the company Electrical Sales and Service Limited had ordered TV sets from the United States. The initial order was 100 sets with the promise of more as the TV service was rolled out. Apparently, to facilitate the process, there are representatives of American TV manufacturer General Electric on island, as Electrical Sales and Service were the local agents. They were here to help ensure that Electrical Sales and Service would be able to meet any demands for sets, as according to sales manager L. W. Hassel, the association between the two companies meant that the TVs were easily obtainable and could be quickly airlifted to the island in 3 weeks if needed. In fact, Mr. Hassel was confident that the sets would be available to meet the launch of the TV service on December 15th. Among the special features of the TVs offered for sale by the company were a color picture, which was quite a big deal since even in the US at that time, a large number of homes were not yet equipped with such models, and their own antenna, eliminating the need for an expensive outdoor antenna. However, it must be said that Electrical Sales and Service was not the only operation that took advantage of the business opportunities promised with the imminent advent of TV service in the country. In early December that year, Manning & Company Limited opened a new service department staffed by 13 people dedicated specially to televisions at Appleway St. Thomas. The department was headed by Herbert Rees, who was trained in television maintenance at a factory in the Netherlands belonging to TV manufacturer Philips. The repair room was equipped with its own transmitter for testing TV sets. Other retailers also joined the local trend, first reported on this day, October 22, 1964, of bringing in TV sets in large numbers for offer to an eager public. Stores such as Cave Shepherd & Company, K.R. Hunt, Bell Television, and even Ready Fusion Limited took advantage of the excitement of the big day and that year's Christmas season, with which it coincided, to take out large advertisements in the local newspapers offering for sale or rent to customers such TV set brands as Philips, Motorola, Admiral, Electric Home, and RCA.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.